relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I had a good childhood. I liked Pepe Le Pew. I liked Speedy Gonzalez. Do you remember Speedy?
Arriba, arriba.
How can you not love Looney Tunes? How can you not love that constellation of fabulous characters? Well, if you're a crazy lip, welcome to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios, broadcasting across the Salem universe, live streaming on YouTube as well. How strange is it that we have the New York Times saying that they must ban cartoons because Speedy Gonzalez is racist? Everybody wanted to be Speedy Gonzalez. He was the fastest guy on the planet. If you couldn't be the Flash, you wanted to be Speedy. But now he's racist? What, because he was too cool? Too fast? And poor Pepe Le Pew has to be canceled. We live in a world where the governor of New York now has a fifth victim who's accusing him of sexual impropriety. But no, it's an imaginary French skunk that's the problem.
Hello, bad boy. How about a date? All right, chérie. The courtship is over. Oh, the adoration. Oh, the je vous adore. The je t'aime à vous, c'était ma sugar, n'est-ce pas? You are my peanut. I am your brittle.
You are my peanut. I am your brittle. How can you not love that man, even if he wasn't as lovable as he thought he was? Okay, guys, let's get serious for a second. Do you know what Blue Anon is? Blue Anon. This is all part and parcel of Blue Anon, the insanity of the left. A phrase that I think was just maybe coined recently in the last couple of days, but then became verboten, had to be banned. Why? The Urban Dictionary deleted the entry on Blue Anon and then, under pressure, put it back earlier today. Do you know what Blue Anon is? You've heard of QAnon, right?
the threat to America from a bunch of insurrectionists that are going to reinstall the president. Yeah, come on, guys. The real threat is Blue and None. This from the Urban Dictionary's reinserted definition. Blue and None. A loosely organized network of Democrat voters, politicians, and media personalities who spread left-wing conspiracy theories such as the Russia hoax, the Juicy Smollett hoax, the Ukraine hoax, the Covington Kids hoax, and the Brett Kavanaugh hoax. Blue Anon adherents fervently believe that right-wing extremists are going to storm the Capitol Hill any day now and, quote-unquote, remove lawmakers from office. Hence the need for the deployment of thousands of National Guard stationed at the U.S. Capitol. Now, this all sounds funny, doesn't it? Cartoon characters, Dr. Seuss. Serious business, though. Because that's true. There is a concerted effort to gaslight the nation. To make you question your own eyes. To question the validity of everything you know in your gut to be true. To such a point that you think you're the crazy one. Recently, the deputy director of the FBI, a woman by the name of Sanborn, who is in the slot where she is responsible for counterterrorism in the most famous, perhaps the most powerful law enforcement entity the world has ever seen, was asked by Senator Ron Johnson, not Don Johnson, Nancy. No, it's not Miami Vice. She actually said that last week. She thought that Ron Johnson was Don Johnson. No espadrilles, no lime-colored T-shirts here. Just a serious senator asking some serious questions about that day in January when a few people, some of them invited in, stormed Congress. And he asked the most pertinent question of all. Let's listen to Senator Ron Johnson. Pick up.
How many firearms were confiscated in the Capitol or on Capitol grounds during that day?
To my knowledge, we have not recovered any on that day from any other arrests at the scene at this point. But I don't want to speak on behalf of Metro and Capitol Police, okay. But to my knowledge, none.
So nobody's been charged with an actual firearm weapon in the Capitol or on Capitol grounds?
Correct. The closest we came was the vehicle that had the Molotov cocktails in it. And when we did a search of that vehicle later on, there was a weapon, but...
How many shots were fired that we know of?
I believe the only shots that were fired were the ones that resulted in the death of the one lady.
So there's the facts of the case. We were told there was an insurrection, and there was going to be another one March 4th, right? Two questions. How many guns were found? How many weapons were found in the hands of those who roamed the halls of Congress? You have the deputy director of the FBI on record in a Senate hearing saying none, zero, no firearms. And then, how many shots were fired? Well, none by the civilians who breached security. A police officer fired his sidearm. At who? An unarmed woman. Isn't it incredible? How much news has there been about one man who had his neck squashed under the knee of a police officer who's going on trial? How much news have we seen about the 19 black Americans shot who are unarmed? A whole movement. A whole movement erected called Black Lives Matter that cost the lives of another 40 Americans, half of them black, including a former retired police officer, David Dorn, who bled out live on camera on a Facebook post when he tried to protect his friend's store
from the Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioters. One woman, I guess Deputy Director Sanborn doesn't know her name. Say her name, Jill Sanborn. It's Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force veteran shot in the neck, who likewise bled to death on camera. No firearms in the hands of those who breached congressional security. Yep, they did. They breached it. But no weapons in the hands of the quote-unquote insurrectionists. No shots fired by the people who, according to Blue Anon, are trying to take over the building that the people inside hold so sacred. Why? Because they're in it. Not because of what it represents in form of representative government. Oh, no, because they're the elite. And how many shots fired by those who gained illegal entry? None. Not one. But somebody did die at the hands of that police officer using his firearm. And her name is Ashley Babbitt. QAnon is a joke. It's a farce. Blue Anon is a threat to everything we hold sacred. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have such a full show for you today. Sarah Carter in studio, John Solomon, Catalina Lauf, Niall Gardner, and you.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
I haven't even mentioned the phone number. There's only one line left. The call board is almost full. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. Shad, do we not have a dearth of Looney Tunes on this show?
What do you mean the music that we play being fairly erratic?
Well, we don't
erratic,
have enough.
Or,
you know, we have a little bit of Pepe, a little bit of Underle.
I promise, over the course of the next week.
What do you think?
I will fix this.
Shall we drop a little bit of, you know, a little bit more cartoon characters?
Why not? Why not?
Tom and Jerry.
It's all accessible online. I can get it for us. We can be the number one
cartoon radio show
in America.
Good.
Which I'm sure is a, you know, a pretty competitive genre.
But we're
going
to be broad, okay? We're going to have a little bit of Penelope Pitstop, Catch a Pigeon, not just Looney Tunes.
Oh, of course. Hanna-Barbera will be represented as well.
Excellent. Eric, you mentioned something. You reminded me of the incredible talents of
Mr. Mel Blanc, the voice of pretty much every Looney Tunes character ever.
So true. We have to remember that. I mean, I need you to find me out how many voices Mel Blanc did. I think that is an important question because it is a lot.
Have you heard the Mel Blanc story?
No, what?
The Mel Blanc story is that when he was Bugs
Bunny.
We're
getting off script here.
I got to tell you the story, though. Mel Blanc famously hated carrots. Hated them.
What?
And so
what did he do when he was doing the carrot noise?
Well, for a long time, he tried with radishes, which in my mind, I feel like would be way more intense.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't get the sound right. So they had a spit bucket. And the whole reason it was
kidding?
So that when he bit, said, hey, what's up, Doc? And he had somewhere to spit the carrots. So just over the course of a day, he went through like 20 carrots.
Do we have confirmation of this?
I've seen multiple interviews.
Is this Blue Anon? Is this true?
You can trust me, Dr. G. I'm your engineer.
But do we have verification? Do we have trust but verify?
I will double verify for you.
That's
I
a
promise.
Good story. I like that. That's a good story. Okay, let's get to somebody who's in bigger trouble than Pepe Le Pew is, although he's a real Pepe Le Pew. There are now a fourth and a fifth accuser against Governor Cuomo. Latest allegations. This is from The Blaze, Chris Enlow. Anna Liss, who worked as a policy aide to Governor Cuomo 2013 to 2015, alleged that Cuomo harassed her so badly that, quote, she felt reduced to just a skirt. Well, he's a Democrat. The fifth accuser, how many more do we need? The fifth accuser, Karen Hinton, worked for Cuomo when he was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. That's a thing we kind of deep-sixed, didn't we, as a nation, that the guy worked in the Clinton administration. When she worked for him as a secretary, she said the following. She endured, quote, a very long, too long, too tight, too intimate embrace from Secretary Cuomo in a dimly lit Los Angeles hotel room. Ooh, seedy, seedy. The married Hinton pulled away, but he pulls me back for another intimate embrace. I thought at the moment it could lead to a kiss. It could lead to other things. So I just pulled away and I left. Yeah, how's that for a real Pepe Le Pew? And here we have somebody that Pepe would have been after. He would have been on you like a bad rash. Welcome, Sarah Carter, in studio. We have so much to discuss. Get your headphones on. Amazing, amazing reporting you've been doing. But first, I have to react. I have to ask you to react.
Okay.
They're trying to get rid of Pepe Le Pew and the fastest Mexican mouse in the South.
Speedy Gonzalez?
Yes. He's racist. Did you know that?
No,
the New York Times says he's racist.
The New York Times has no idea that Speedy was like, in my community, I came from a Hispanic community, Latin, we had Cubans, Mexicans, El Salvadorians, Guatemalans, whoever, everybody was in our community. In fact, you would say that you would have to speak Spanish if you went to the local grocery store in our community in California, because that's how it was.
Not like Biden's, you have to be an Indian to run a 7-Eleven.
Right, okay? Right.
Not like Biden. This is real.
No, this was real. These are, enclaves in California where people, just kept coming in and everybody just spoke Spanish and it was Spanish and English. And
who was
how
Speedy
was.
For you guys?
Speedy was just a fun cartoon. He's just a little mouse with a great hat. And by the way, and with his sombrero. By the way,
Say that again.
Sombrero.
Sombrero.
Sombrero. Speedy, come on.
Here's the best bit. Here's the best bit. You know why he's racist?
Why?
This is from the New York Times.
Why? Because I just don't even understand anymore.
He reinforces the cultural, the image of drunk and lazy Mexicans.
What?
He's
Speedy.
He's the fastest thing on the planet.
He's like
and
the
he's
fastest.
Lazy?
He's funny. He's a little mouse. He's funny.
He's cheeky.
He's really cheeky. And by the way, I love Pepe Le Pew. And I think he's very.
That's how you learn your first French.
Right. That's it.
Mon chéri, mon petit chou-fleur. Right?
Exactly. You said that very well. That was great.
Thank you.
I loved Pepe when I was young. And, I can't believe what's happening to our world. Like, and especially America, our country. It's like, when did we come to a point that these non-issues are really issues?
Right. The quote-unquote detention centers are full. That's not the issue on the border.
Right.
It's Pepe Le Pew and Speedy Gonzalez. That's the issue.
Right. And believe me, the children that are coming, these unaccompanied minors that are flooding into our country right now, because Joe Biden, the perception is that he's leaving the doors open for everyone for 100 days.
Come on down.
And that they have 100 days to get in. And these poor children that are traveling alone, some of them from Honduras, remarkably that they even made it to the U.S. border. Some of them abused. Some of them lost people on the trail, on the journey.
We have that
some
video.
As young as 7 years old. I mean, this is unbelievable that the New York Times would waste our time and the world's time trying to take away two really wonderful cartoon characters that existed in a time period that was much different than ours.
Do you know what the problem with Pepe is?
He's really cute, and he's very sexy.
No, this is not a joke. The article, he reinforces rape culture. It's not a joke.
Okay,
rape culture.
There was never one instant in my life or any of my friends' lives, I can tell you this, watched Pepe Le Pew and actually believed that reinforced any kind of rape.
Right.
Like, that would have never crossed my mind.
I watched Pepe Le Pew and I thought it was a cartoon.
Right, me too. I thought
it was a skunk. A skunk
thought he was a ladies man.
Right.
And he liked the flower.
And the cats always got the white paint on their back.
Right.
By accident. So Pepe thought that they were a skunk as well.
Yeah,
and he wanted to have them as his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's it.
And it was just
I never thought of any. They want to.
Did we miss something?
They want to cancel. Wasn't it Dean Martin and his songs? They want to cancel books. They want to.
It's called
cancel
outside.
Philosophers. They want to cancel. Soon they will cancel the Bible. Then they will cancel the Quran. Then they
no,
will
they'll
cancel.
Never cancel the Quran.
Oh, eventually.
No, eventually it'll happen.
Eventually it'll happen because
Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar will make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, you know I agree with
Dr.
you.
Dr. Seuss is dangerous, listen, but the Quran isn't.
Listen.
Did you get that, Media Matters? Get typing. Get little, what's his name, Zaki Boy? If your mom has lent you her phone, get busy typing this up because we're going to be here for a while. Sarah Carter is in studio. She made it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Come to you from the Refactor.com studios. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do not dare touch that dial or I will deploy Peppy and Speedy. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
I asked them, do you know who the president of the United States is? They said, yes, of course, it's President Biden. And they misinterpreted his stop on deportations for 100 days as being an invitation to arrive to the United States. They said that the human traffickers, the cartels, the people that were moving them into the United States basically said it was about 100 days to get here to freedom so that they once they got here, they would have amnesty. These kids were willingly turning themselves into Border Patrol.
That is from Sarah Carter, our in-studio guest. Follow her right now, Sarah Carter DC on Twitter and at sarahacarter.com, doing incredible work, actually going to the border to find out what's going on. I don't know where to start. So the latest report is from the Daily Caller. The migrant facilities against original CDC guidelines are now full. They can be full to 100% capacity because of the massive influx. Right now, we have a report from Breitbart, Bob Price. Health and Human Services are estimating more than 7,000 unaccompanied minors are in shelters on the U.S. side of the border. Why is this happening, Sarah Carter?
Because once again, the policy perpetuated by the administration is sending a message, not just to Central America, but across the world, that the United States is open and that they will not be returned home. And I got to tell you, the loopholes inside these policies have existed for a long time. So the drug cartels and the human traffickers have figured out, except for under President Trump, I got to say that under President Trump, there was something different. He finally put the kibosh on this, saying, like, what's going on with this catch and release? What's happening? We're going to keep them on the other side of the border and process people appropriately into the United States. We're going to make sure there's checks and balances. But remember, a lot of the people that are trying to traverse illegally, these caravans, as well as people moving illegally into the United States through the southern border, they just get rid of all their identification. And I'm not just talking about the children. The children is a different story. Remember, children, unaccompanied minors, and family units want to arrive here for one purpose and one purpose only. And they utilize this family unit, so-called pseudo-talk, is because they know they won't be deported.
This is crucial, so people have to understand. Family unit is an official phrase, but there's no proof and no guarantee that the adult or the adults with that children are related.
Right. And there's no way of really knowing that unless you do blood samples. You take the appropriate tests, then the DNA test. And that's not happening. It was happening at one point, then they stopped it.
But they found a shocking low figure. There was less than 30% of the children were related to the quote-unquote relatives who were bringing them across.
That's right, because they're not relatives. A lot of times these children are being sold. And they're being used.
It's a prop.
As a prop. I've talked to Border Patrol agents that seen the same child come in 3 or 4 times or 7 times. I saw children as young as 3 and 4 years old. You don't know if they're with their parent or if they're a prop being used.
Being rented out by their mother.
And imagine how dangerous this is. Imagine the danger of traveling from Honduras alone as a child. I met a girl who's 13 years old.
You say it takes months. It takes these children months.
Yeah, sometimes it takes them months. And they'll move them through. They'll move them through buses. Then they'll move by foot. Then they'll hop in a car with someone. They'll meet whoever their trafficker is at different points. There's different stopping points. And then remember, these human traffickers also pay the drug cartels. Well, it's called o plata o plomo, and I've written about this. It's silver or lead. You literally have to pay the drug cartels to traverse from Mexico into the U.S. So anybody who tells you this is, oh, we care about these people, we're leaving the border open because we love them and care about them, and there's no border, there's no citizenship.
No, there's no illegal.
There's no illegal person is lying to you. Because anyone who crosses that border has to pay the drug cartels. You might not think there's a problem, but they all know there's a problem. Because a lot of these young people have been abused. Some of these girls have been raped. Some of these people have been beaten. Some of them have been killed. And these drug cartels are using them so that they can move contraband in another area of the border while they flood our Border Patrol agents with these young people and these family units. It is a mess down there.
Any idea, because we've seen the photographs, Sarah, who's buying, who's giving them the T-shirts, the Biden T-shirts?
I thought that was so fascinating. I saw something very similar in Honduras when I was down there during the Trump administration, you know, where we would see the same baseball hats or the same backpacks, or that they would have taken a bus ride. Like, who's paying for these buses? Who's paying for these shirts?
Right.
They kind of see Biden right now, which was really interesting to me, you know, to find very young kids, even a 7-year-old. You know, when I asked them straight up, who's the president of the United States? I didn't say a thing. And they were all President Biden, Biden,
so any,
Biden.
So any indication? Where it's coming from?
No, there is no indication. A lot of times you have NGOs,
right?
Different non-governmental organizations.
But this is insane. They're wearing
that. Somebody maybe donated a bunch of Biden shirts to them.
This is what you call, you know, dispositive indication that there's organization. These are all the same T-shirts.
Right.
We're talking to Sarah Carter. Follow her, Sarah Carter DC. SarahAcarter.com is her website. More on what's really happening with Biden as the magnet for a massive, massive influx of illegal immigrants. This is America First from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and cannot find relief, you must try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Listen to those words. My hip pain is gone. Find out for yourself if this is the answer for you. Call 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer.
There were children as young as 4 years old in this group. Many of them were traveling by themselves without any adults. Some of them met up with adults on the journey to the United States. All of the children that I ran into were from Honduras. They had been traveling for approximately 3 months. Many of them had spent time on top of the trains. They talked about La Bestia. It's a train that runs through Mexico that the kids jump on top of and try to make their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. They told me horror stories about children that had fallen off the train, children that disappeared while they were on the road with them.
Sarah Carter actually telling the truth, doing journalism, unlike the vast majority of the rest of the fake news. Let's help, even if this administration is truly evil, because what they're messaging incentivizes not only the children and their families, but the cartels, and makes them millions upon millions of dollars. Let's help these children in situ so they don't make that dangerous journey. Please, today, let's help them. No child should suffer anywhere. Food for the Poor is getting food to those in need in Honduras. Exactly what you just heard. They have the food. They just need to get it there, and you can help. Think of this number. If you donate $111 one time, you're going to feed a starving Honduran girl or boy for 6 months. That is the Lord's work. Food for the Poor is on the ground. Make a difference today. Save a life. $222 will feed six children for 6 months. You are a modern missionary if you do this. Let's make a difference. Let's stop the suffering where it is happening. Go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. Make a donation in any amount. It doesn't matter. It makes a difference, and it will save lives. Call them if you can at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. I don't know how else to do this. This is the stumbling block I always arrive at, Sarah. Mm-hmm. This isn't difficult to analyze. Who profits from the opening of our borders and the suffering that entails and ensues? How right. is it that nobody inside government with power says that this is wrong? Just says, Mr. President, this is hurting children. Stop it. Does anybody talk to you off the record? I've read this. There's a gag order. There's right. a gag order right. on DHS officials. If you're senior law enforcement, right. you're not allowed to talk to the press. Why is that?
That actually happened while I was up there. I wondered if I was a little cause of that problem. Yeah, and I thought it was a great story that Breitbart reported it, because that's exactly what I was told while I was up there, that there's been now a gag order that they didn't want anybody, Border Patrol agents or anyone else, talking to reporters out on the border. And the reason why, you know, there's a lot of theories out there as to why, but you would think that it would just be common sense, Sebastian.
But is there nobody who says this is wrong?
But it's wrong
inside the administration.
It's wrong all the way around. Look, hundreds of millions of dollars are these organizations, these cartels, right?
The smugglers.
You could say even in the billions between the smugglers and the drug cartels. Right. Our children in the United States are being poisoned by fentanyl, by methamphetamine, by heroin, by imagine it. That's what they're bringing. We have contraband coming across the border. We don't even know. We don't even know what it is. We don't even know. We know that we get the Mexican blues, which is the fentanyl. We know that kids have died taking just one pill. And then you have groups and thousands of children traveling alone and traversing this terrain and confronting people like, you know, horror stories like pedophiles and aggravated felons and criminals on the road. These are young children. Would you let your 7-year-old, you know, travel from Honduras to the United States by themselves, let alone it?
But isn't this crushing? I mean, you're a mother. When you talk to these children, isn't this heartbreaking?
It breaks my heart, because I think of how bad this is for everyone, for these beautiful young children who have suffered enough already. Many of them, their parents have deserted them, or they were left a long time ago with a relative. Some of these kids, it's true, end up in gangs. They join MS-13. They're in El Salvador, Honduras. You know, they have no family. The streets become their family. They lose sight of, they have no education. They have no moral boundaries. Some of them do. Some of them are just searching for mom and dad, searching for a relative. Others are being, they haven't seen their parents in 4 years or 5 years.
When you speak to them, what is the most common scenario? Is it just a child who's been packed off with a coyote and the mothers or the fathers have paid?
Right. So that is a common, that's the most common scenario. There's other times where the children don't want to tell me the truth at all. Yeah. Because they're terrified, because they have been abused, because they're being used by the human traffickers to basically get people into the United States. I want you to think about this. Imagine just showing up into a foreign country. Now, all of a sudden, you're being processed by Border Patrol. They're doing everything they can. God bless the U.S. Border Patrol agents that are processing these children.
Right, but they're being neutered in terms of
they're saying
when
like,
they arrive in America.
Right, and so they arrive in America. They don't know where they're going to go.
20% test positive for COVID.
That's right. And we've got COVID. We saw COVID in Brownsville. I was in Brownsville where we saw 108 cases of COVID. And those are the ones that have been tested, Sebastian. You have to think about being put on buses, either by Catholic charities or put on planes. They're flying around the country. They're going on the buses. They're going to meet what they say is relatives. We're not even sure. And these aren't just the children. These are also the family units. I was on a plane. Half of my plane out of McAllen was filled with people that were holding their paperwork to report to court.
Yeah,
they
right.
were on the plane right. and they were heading across America. Some were going to Chicago. Some were going to Fairfax, Virginia. Some people were going to Atlanta, Georgia. So, and it was interesting. Somebody said to me once, they said, well, you know, the kids, some of the kids were saying that they were fleeing violence or parents saying they were fleeing violence in Honduras. And then they asked them, like, well, where are you going? And they said, Chicago. And then they said, well, Chicago is violent, too. You know, it's this idea that these asylum claims are going to get processed the right way. That's also a lie.
And not only
most
that,
of the people just disappear.
The question. Right. Exactly. You've got a court date 2, 3, 4 years from now. And I think the figures Mark Morgan shared with us is 90% of them never turn up for their
court dates.
Sarah Carter. Follow her right now. Sarah Carter, D.C. We're going to steal her for 5 more minutes. We're not going to let her out of here because you love her, guys. Sarah Carter, D.C. on Twitter. SarahAcarter.com is her website, as well as the Sarah Carter podcast, right?
Correct.
Go to check out podcast. Very cool podcast, the Sarah Carter podcast. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting live from just outside the stinking swamp that is Washington, D.C. From the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain. Oh, sorry. Did I get that wrong? No, it's not. It is the Relief Factor studio. But you have to take your balance of nature today. I haven't taken it yet. I've got a little bit of coffee left in my cup, and I'm going to take my 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, which means what? I'm going to be eating all the vegetables my mom wanted me to eat, but I didn't get around to. I'm a meatitarian. What can I say? If you are too, join me. Be the healthiest you can be. You've got to take Balance of Nature today. Dr. Douglas Howard, the inventor of this incredible product, is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751. Super easy, but write it down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Health in your hand. Be the healthiest you can be.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Also, we recognize our great supporter, Mike Lindell. They're trying to cancel him. 25 corporations on our boycotting his product. Support this great American right now. Go straight to his website. He's got more than 100 U.S.-made products, all of them superb. Use my name, and he's going to give you more than 60% off. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Send a message to the cancel culture left today. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Sarah Carter. Let me just give you this quote from Breitbart talking to an unnamed official at the Department of Homeland Security. We have been advised not to speak on immigration issues at the border and to rely on DHS's Office of Public Affairs and the White House Press Office to handle messaging. What are they afraid of?
They're afraid of the truth. They know it's a crisis. Jen, you know, Psaki, the press secretary, tried to call it a challenge. I was like, a challenge? This is a crisis. Why don't you take a tour down here? Why doesn't Jen Psaki and President Biden go down to the border and just take a look at what this policy, reversing all of Trump's policies, has created?
And it's fascinating that at a weekend, Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS secretary, and Susan Rice went to the border, but they...
explicitly said the media cannot come. What are you hiding when you are visiting those detention centers that are just now influx facilities? Why is this last minute and a half with the great Sarah Carter? Why is this something that is more than just something people who live in Texas should care about? Why is this something that should concern all Americans?
Oh, it absolutely, because the border is no longer at the border. The border is inside your community. The drugs, the people that are coming in, the people that are living in the shadows, how can that be good for a society? How can that even be good for the people that are coming in here? And let alone for Americans, right? We're trying to figure things out. We've been in lockdown for a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We have jobs, people have lost their jobs, their businesses have been shuttered, and now we're expected to what? How much is this gonna cost? And not only that, cost in lives.
Yes.
In lives. And that's something that I think we all need to be concerned about. And that's something that we need to contact our lawmakers and say, look, enough is enough. Tell us the truth. Why? We're paying for those facilities, for those children. We should be able to see what's inside them. We should know what's going on in them. We should see how these children are treated. We should see how they're separating them. We should know what's going on.
Just think of this. DHS senior officials have a gag order. When the director of the Domestic Policy Council, Rice, and Secretary Mayorkas go to the border, the press is cut out of the visit. And then lastly, perhaps the most important of all, this is the eighth week of the Biden administration, and the president has yet to give a press conference. Yeah, you know they have something to hide. Follow this lady, listen to her podcast, Sarah Carter, DC on Twitter, sarahacarter.com, and the Sarah Carter Show. Download it. Subscribe today. Full call board. Don't go anywhere, guys. Don't go anywhere. Tom, Matt, Gil, Doc, Jeff will take your calls at the top of the hour here on America First.